Automated test sites are being set up in Southport to help stop the transmission of this South African variant of coronavirus. Sefton is one of eight areas of the country where this mutation has been discovered. Everybody over the age of 16 in the borough is being urged to get tested, even if you don't have any symptoms, and to stick to the rules, stick to the lockdown rules, and stay at home. Hands, face, space. We know the drill by now. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says 105 cases of this variant have been found in the UK, 11 of which had no links to international travel. He's going to update the Commons in about half an hour's time. Michael Gove is on his feet at the moment in the Commons, but Matt Hancock is due to update us shortly. We'll bring you that as soon as it happens. Let's speak to Nick Beeching, Emeritus Professor of Tropical and Infectious Diseases at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Nick, thanks for being with us once again. If it's not one thing, it's another with this virus. I mean, are you surprised or shocked that this is... Well, it seems to be mutating at such a pace. It almost seems like a game of chess, this.
Yeah, you blink and one pops up somewhere else. It is difficult to keep up. It's not really a surprise. We've known that there's quite a number of variants, and as you heard, there's a South African one, and there's the one that we first found in Kent, and there's some other nastier ones in South America. What people are a bit worried about here is that the South African one seems to appear in people that have no obvious links with travel, and it's one we would quite like to lock down if we can.
And this is what the Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, has put into place at the moment. He said, I want to come down hard on this. What does he mean by that? How do you come down hard on this?
Well, I think they just want to see how far it's spread. I mean, that's what it boils down to. We're lucky that in this country we can look at the code of the viruses and pick up these variants quite quickly. They found about 11 out of 105, as you said, and some of these have been in Southport. So what they want to do is to test people to see if they've got this new variant, not just to see if they've got the virus, whether they have symptoms or not, but whether this new variant is more widespread than we think. That's the testing side of it. And, of course, they're emphasising the previous advice that you mentioned. Only go out if you really have to at the moment.
Would it not necessarily follow, if we have these cases in Southport and as we move further south, you know, in London and various parts of the country, we've got some in the north, some in the south, would it not necessarily follow that this is in all places in between now?
Oh, it's quite possible. And they will be looking, because there's at least eight sites at which they found this. So it may be more widespread than they think. But the obvious thing is to look at the localities where it is first. The UK routinely sequences viruses 5 to 10% of all isolates all around the country anyway, and that's how this has been picked up to start with. And that programme will continue, but this is extra screening in the places where they've just recently picked it up.
The rollout of the vaccine, Nick, I mean, we're heading up towards, I think we're close to 9 million and 8 million at the moment. An incredible pace, this, isn't it? 600,000 people were vaccinated on Saturday, I think. This is really flying along at a remarkable pace. This is going to make a big difference, isn't it? Even with this new variant.
Yeah, I think the pace of the vaccine rollout is fantastic, and I hope we can keep that momentum going, because the sooner we can get people immunised, the more we can limit the spread of all strains of the virus. Having said that, of course, it does take a while for the immunity to kick in after having the vaccine. You're not immediately protected, and a few people are getting a sort of sense of false security out of that. So we need to keep our going out down until we've got our immunity. It does seem that the different vaccines do work against protecting against severe effects of these new strains, but not quite as if some of them are not quite as effective as they are against the original strain.
Is there any way we can stop more variants occurring? I mean, is this just nature? And I mentioned the flu virus earlier on, that, you know, if the flu virus just stayed the same, we'd have one jab when we were kids and we'd be done with it. We wouldn't have to worry about it. But this is what viruses do.
Yes, you're quite right. It is nature. So the more the virus reproduces, the more people it infects, the more likely it is that mutations will occur. So the way to control it is by not letting it spread. The less spread, the less mutations will occur. So the more and more we can contain it, stop it spreading, stop it infecting people, first of all by limiting going out and taking all the precautions, then secondly by giving immunity through the vaccination over the next month or two.
I don't know whether you saw the report on the BBC News about the Isle of Man. There were people queuing up outside the bar, midnight, 1 minute past midnight, you know, and they've dropped all restrictions. You know, there's no social distancing, there's no masks. And I was looking at this thinking, that's where I want to be. That's where I want. But it's a real different kettle of kippers, isn't it? The Isle of Man, you know, the size compared to where we are. And they've had no new cases reported. That's where we want to be, but we need to work at this before we can get there.
Absolutely. I mean, they're lucky in that they are, you know, they are a small island, and they've been really good at locking things down and preventing entry of the virus. I hope that nothing happens to them now. They've just released their lockdown, but it shows what can be achieved if you're in a setting where you can really achieve that good lockdown and contact tracing. And that's where we would love to be, but of course Britain is interconnected with so many places, it's much more difficult than it is for other places.
Well, was that a surprise? I'll let you go in a minute, Nick, because I know you want to get your dinner and you're busy, but was it a surprise to see the Isle of Man go from, right, we're in lockdown, and now we're not in lockdown? There was no stages of, okay, well, we're just going to slowly baby steps. It was almost like starting pistol, get yourself in the pub.
I have to confess, I was a bit surprised. I'm not in the know about their policies, but I was quite startled to hear it. I think it was yesterday or the day before they announced it. It was very sudden. I suspect we will be going for a more gradual lockdown if and when we get round to doing that on the mainland.
All right. And just to finish with, how worried should we be about this new variant? Because we're all fed up with it now, and it just seems to be one thing after another. We don't need any more hassle, really, do we? How worried should we be about this?
We really don't know. I think we don't know how important it is, whether it causes more severe illness. There's no great evidence for that. So that's the good news. At the moment, we just have to watch it and see what happens. But I think the take-home message is, you know, we do have the capacity to look out for it. We have the capacity to contain it, we hope. But fortunately, the vaccines do work against this strain and certainly prevent you from getting severe illness. So there is some good news behind all this.
OK, Nick, I'll leave you to your day. Thanks very much indeed for your time. There's Professor Nick Beeching there from the School of Tropical Medicine. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I don't know whether you said something.